From Washington, this is VOA News. Ukraine takes a major step to boost its military readiness as separatism spreads in the east. And a U.S. panel adds 8 countries to a list of severe violators of religious freedom. I'm Michael Lippin, reporting from Washington. Ukraine has reintroduced military conscription in response to growing attacks by pro-Russian separatists in the country's east. The separatists seized and occupied more government buildings in that region on Thursday. In the capital, Kyiv, Ukrainian nationalists continued their occupation of Maidan Square. VOA's Arash Arabisadi was there and has this report.
Crowds hit the streets in Kyiv for a rally celebrating May Day. But protester Marina Prelukhi says this demonstration is a symbol of unity, far removed from the separatist violence in the east.
We are not afraid of provocative actions. We are here in peace. It would be inappropriate for provocateurs to change that.
Slava Україні!
In Kyiv, paramilitary forces have camped in the area surrounding Maidan Square for months. Activists like Gregoria say they're here to protect the people of Ukraine.
We are here for the truth. We are here for our country, for Ukraine. The fact that Russians have come to this land is unjust.
An agreement reached last month in Geneva between the U.S., Russia, Ukraine, and the EU called for the disarming of illegal groups in Ukraine. Kyiv sees separatist groups as violators of the agreement. Arash Arabisadi for VOA News.
A U.S. panel on religious freedom is asking the State Department to add 8 more countries to a list of governments accused of tolerating severe violations of religious rights. In its annual report, the Commission on International Religious Freedom named the 8 countries as Egypt, Iraq, Nigeria, Pakistan, Syria, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan, and Vietnam. It said the alleged violations of religious freedom in those nations were of particular concern. The Commission also is calling on the State Department to renew the status for 8 other countries where no improvement in religious freedom was perceived. Those nations include Burma, also known as Myanmar, China, Eritrea, Iran, North Korea, Saudi Arabia, Sudan, and Uzbekistan. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the United States supports African-led efforts to combat what he calls the most deadly conflicts of the continent. Speaking Thursday on a visit to Addis Ababa, he said too many African nations are at risk of descending into broad-based violence.
It is clear that the unspeakable violence in the Central African Republic, the deliberate killing of civilians on both sides in South Sudan, both of those underscore the urgency of the work that we have to do together.
Kerry visited the African Union's headquarters in the Ethiopian capital for talks with officials on the Central African Republic, where Muslims continue to flee their homes to escape attacks by Christian militia. Earlier Thursday, the top U.S. diplomat met with the foreign ministers of Ethiopia, Uganda, and Kenya to discuss how to get South Sudan's warring sides to stop months of deadly fighting. A suicide attack in northeastern Afghanistan has killed at least 13 people, including 6 policemen. The governor of Panjshir province told VOA's Afghanistan service that the 4 attackers detonated a vehicle full of explosives at a busy checkpoint on Thursday. More than 20 other people were wounded in the blast, some critically. The 4 attackers also were killed. The mountainous province of Panjshir has been relatively peaceful. It was known as an anti-Taliban stronghold during the Islamist group's rule over Afghanistan that ended in 2001 with a U.S.-led invasion. And authorities in Colombia say a cave-in at an illegal gold mine has killed at least 3 people and left 20 others missing. Colombian officials say the collapse happened late Wednesday in a rural area about 315 kilometers southwest of Bogota. The governor of Cauca province says illegal miners in the area used machinery to open huge holes to extract the gold, and one of the walls of the hole caved in. I'm Michael Lippin, reporting for VOA News in Washington.